3:30 in the morning, meet me by the beam. Too early, maybe later, you can show me this. You know what it is whenever I visit.
There you go.
Windy City, she's blowing me kisses. No. 30 degrees, hold me tight.
I fucked it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you missed it.
Fuck! Oh,
man.
Yeah. Fuck! Whatever.
Will I see you at the show tonight?
Will I see you at the show tonight?
Yeah.
Truck to the plane, to the truck.
Truck to the hotel lobby. Drake gave us a little taste.
Yeah, that mixtape was an 8 out of a 10.
Ooh, that's a little high.
I'm grading it on the scale of a mixtape, not an album. Come on now, people. We're grading a mixtape, not an album. Mm. So we can't expect the level of completion from a mixtape.
I want to be sucked to completion.
Than an album. Right now, Lil Baby body of work that he dropped this year is a more complete body of work. Mm-hmm. So people keep comparing Lil Baby's body of work to Drake's mixtape. And it's like, I expect Lil Baby's album to be better than Drake's mixtape.
Uzi's album better than Drake's mixtape, too.
It's supposed to be a complete body of work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's supposed to be a little bit more effort given.
I guess, you know, yeah. I got it. But an 8, though?
These were throwaways.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Even though it was throwaways, there were some good songs up there. A lot of great songs, actually. Like, shit that I sang. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in the car, like, belting. Like, notes. But yeah, I get it, bro. 8 sounds
for
bad,
a mixtape.
But then like you're like, okay, a mixtape.
Mixtape.
Then the baby came out and gave us a 5 out of 10.
I say he gave us a 6.5, maybe 6.5. 6.75.
It grew on me. I'm not even gonna lie to you, because like that sad shit, it sounded bad when I first heard it, but the more I heard it was good. He gave us some different shit. You could tell he was trying to be different and not be the same, and it kind of, niggas didn't like it at first because they was expecting the same shit.
Shannon over there smoking fireworks.
We just ain't doing it for me no more.
Weed ain't doing it for you no more?
No, it
ain't that pressure.
I need to up the ante.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Cocaine. Lil Powder.
Lil Powder.
Lil Cocaine.
Yeah, rest in peace, Lil Richard.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace, I'm sorry.
Ain't he one of like the founders of rock and roll?
Yeah,
he's like
rocks.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you do anything rock and roll, rock, you know, any type of that shit.
Every time I think about Lil Rich, I think about that episode of Martin with the rat.
Was Lil Rich a gay?
Supposedly, no. He liked dick though. He liked dick though.
Rest in peace, yeah. Lil Richard.
Yeah,
and, Tutti Frutti.
All Rudy.
Yeah. What's the other nigga name that died from New York?
Andre Rison. Harrell.
Oh, he been dead.
Look, y'all niggas. Andre Rison dead. No, he not.
Yeah, rest in peace, Andre Howell. This.
Y'all play too fucking much. Y'all play too fucking much. If my homeboy died next week, I'm going to fuck you up.
Wait, what's the name? Hold on, what's his name?
Harrell.
Who is Andre Howell?
Dude we went to school with.
Rape charge. Gotcha.
That's y'all the coach.
Will I see you at the show tonight? Y'all niggas is wild.
They said he was gumming up that little girl.
Y'all niggas. Please edit this out.
She found nothing but teeth.
This ain't no joke.
That's what it is. Oh, like, wow. On my rep this morning, we was talking about that shit, and MJ said, bruh had his fade laid in that mugshot. I said, you crazy, man? MJ said, you can still see the pot around the goddamn line, bro.
Oh, my God.
Y'all funny.
Man.
Y'all are funny and fucked up.
That's good, Brody.
Yeah. Man. Anyways, man. Wild. God, this your boy, Chizzy Chad, coming again to you live. We got Just Freshly.
They call me Dad.
They don't.
They do.
They do not.
They do.
Man, I never heard anybody call you daddy.
Look, you said it last week. You talking about some daddy got Chaser.
I brought Chaser.
No, I had already bought it. I was like, damn, he knew what I was doing.
Well, we rebought it, nigga. The fuck?
It's probably because, like I said, I be using your phone number for the MVP. He got a text message like, yeah, he bought some Chaser.
And then MJ.
MJ.
Goddamn Billy's boss, favorite. Nigga. I hear you. How was your first week, bro?
It was all right.
As a head Negro in charge.
It was all right.
Yeah.
I thought it was like head bitch in charge. Same shit.
Well, this concludes episode 9.
Nah, it was all right, though, man.
Yeah. Director came in there 3 times this week. I knew he would come in there, though. Just to see what I was up to.
You look tired.
I turned the 8-hour day, and it turned out to be like 11 for no reason.
I feel like you make yourself, and like you make it in the 11-hour day.
The assistant manager came in there crying and all this other stuff.
So now you had to step up and be a manager.
And I just had to shoot it to her straight.
Look,
where she was messing up at, what she was good at, and what she needed to work on.
Nigga, you've been in charge for 1 week. And now you out here talking about coaching opportunities.
And the bad part is that should tell you something. You've been doing this 10 years, and I've been doing it 1 week.
And then you've been doing it 16 years. Yeah, don't,
no,
I got it.
No, she's been. Well, in I seen
you packing
position.
Up shopping carts in Elizabeth City. Don't act like you ain't.
He went from cart chasing to cutting meat in like still, 3 years.
From rags to riches.
Yeah,
I still be getting carts.
I mean, as a manager, I would imagine like you have your hand in everything,
cleaning bathrooms, all of.
I wouldn't take you serious though. I'd be like, he balding. No. Now, balding niggas know what they talking about. Like, all my bosses bald.
You gotta think though, like for those that don't know MJ, he's black and bearded. That's a little bit of a
intimidation.
Intimidating
look.
Clap somebody up,
and not they don't even know you the biggest bitch around.
He the bigger bitch.
You might be the second biggest. Literally, the
you a big bitch.
I
shoot all of us. Okay,
yeah.
We know.
Yeah, because you can't beat us up.
I really could.
Nah, like I said, I'm a bob and weave.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm like said, with it.
I'm a catch.
Your crack always out. You gonna pull your pants out? Like,
I'm
no,
a catch. I'm a sweet champion.
That nigga dude, he did 20 miles in 1 week. He think he can catch niggas
shout
now?
Out to
21 and a half.
Doing 21 miles. Hey, we got that bet going on still.
Yeah, he gotta get.
I told MJ. All right, Justin, is this not fair? I told MJ this week I want 40%
of $50.
Yeah, you're making money off me.
How about I just buy both of y'all dinner?
I could say, fuck you, MJ. I want Justin to win this bet. Justin, let's negotiate for 35%. And I just say, fuck them miles.
So what?
Or, you know, since
you're
I'm still...
You're too competitive. Well, since you're in a run group.
Since I'm trying to work out and lose weight, I'll still go work out and not track the shit on Night Run Club so Justin can get paid.
Nah, because you'll give up. But the only reason you're doing it now because you don't want to be last in that group.
Exactly.
And that's fine. But that's the motivation I need.
Cause just imagine, like, they're going to see it like that fat ass nigga. Like, you know what I mean? All of them in that group.
Yeah. He down at the bottom.
And I can't wait for him to be last so I can talk my shit.
He going to do all his miles in one day. He going to walk from Charlotte to Raleigh. I told y'all this. I was going to be. John,
man,
nah, but it's a lot of people in that challenge.
How many miles, Sean?
Sean is at about 26 or 27.
He's surfing.
I just feel like he stank. I don't know. Like, yeah, that's my dog, though. Yeah.
But
Derek said you'd be lame as hell if you like just don't track it and just make the money up. Cause I'm not giving you the money if you do that.
Who did Derek D Black?
Yeah.
So
we miss you, Derek.
So I just want him. No, I'm not getting no financial like reimbursement. Did you just fart on the episode?
No.
What was that?
My phone.
Can his vibrate weird? That Android you vibrate yourself. Yeah,
you
playing with you playing with your pussy. Talking about he vibrate.
That's an Android app.
Only one of us went through gender reassignment surgery here.
Hey, they did split your little sack that one time.
Been bigger than ever.
Is it really?
I think they added a little mouth. Whatever they moved, like, gave me a couple inches of skin on the front.
keep your turtleneck out of this. Hey, please. Hey, please.
Don't ask me why, but the skin get hard, too. So I...
You got a pork rind.
Bro.
Get your hot links.
Hot links. Bro.
$2 for $1. probably make you holler.
What the fuck do we got this week? I'm not doing this as a job.
You don't want to talk about my...
That's...
So it's cool. It's cool to discuss goddamn MJ dick every week. We're at liberty to discuss MJ's dick every week that done been on the media takeout. Done been on World Star Hip Hop. Tea with Tia, the shade room.
Is that Tia with Tia?
You know what I mean? But I can't say I grew 2 inches.
No, it ain't about the 2 inches. It's about the skin.
Bro,
nigga, you got an onion.
No, I get it.
It's cultural.
I know. We don't have to keep talking about
you on cultured swine.
No, you got cultured swine. Little extra cultured swine.
Whatever.
Bro, that nigga said your shit a pork rind. That nigga said your shit a skin.
Tea with Tia.
The pig is big in the blanket.
Go ahead.
But either way, this week, a lot happened this week.
A lot. Like, on some serious shit.
A lot has transpired, a lot, and I feel like the conspiracy theorist in me feels like there's something behind it all.
Cause everything reopening and plus everything.
Shit, yeah, it's shit. Something don't feel right.
It's weird, cause, well, like, are you talking about like the two white people?
That's I mean, just everything that's transpiring, just
because it happened all at once. Yeah, just in, like, yeah,
like 2 days.
I feel like Earl Thomas paid to get them arrested.
But also check this out, Ahmad, that the nigga that got murdered while running.
Rest in peace.
The shooting happened in February,
and it's just now. And
it's just now coming out, along with, you know,
had you heard about it before? Like,
no,
2 weeks ago. No, like, me neither. Right?
I did not. Is this a move by the government, or is this a move by media?
I think they're the same.
Like CNN type thing.
Right? And then, in doing my research on the murder hornets.
This is real, bro.
They got like a motherfucking, like a 6 to 8 inch stinger. That
word?
They get horny.
Yes.
They bigger than me.
Like, damn. This stinger got me beat.
Like, even with the shot of the, yeah, like, I don't,
you know what? Let me recalculate. Nah, but
you gotta peel that banana, boy.
My research with the with the murder hornets is that they've actually been around for a while. Like, they've been called like the Japanese hornets, things like that. Why are y'all now telling us about it being in the U.S. when it's kind of been here as a rarity for a while?
Asia don't like us.
I don't think, bruh,
out here, you talking about Chester Cheetah.
Yeah. Did y'all see Mike Pence was delivering
empty boxes
to people the other day? He had a hot mic on and told her his goddamn self. Nigga said, well, can I just deliver it just for publicity? Shut your stupid ass.
Don't he got COVID?
I hope.
Nah, the valet driver for Trump got COVID.
No, his one of his staff members got it too. So, like, not only do the valet got it, one of Pence's one of the people on his staff got it too.
What rest? I know. Never mind. I'm not even gonna say that.
Fuck him. That staff. But anyway,
we ain't going to Rock Nation brunch.
What y'all want to start with?
Let's talk about this white man, these white men, and how they killed this black man just for jogging through their neighborhood. And the biggest issue I have with it is the fact that it did happen February 23rd, and it's just now.
They're just now getting arrested.
Yeah, they're just not getting arrested.
Let's not even talk about the fact that we're just now hearing about it. Let's talk about the fact that
they're just now getting arrested.
Yeah, like, what the fuck took so long?
For one, I think this whole government shutdown kind of slowed the process down. A couple days before, what I was reading was they were going to bring it in front of a grand jury to try to indict them. But because of COVID and everything, they couldn't really convene for a grand jury.
They can do Zoom on every motherfucking thing else.
Everything. Right.
Everything else. You can do online and virtual chats. These senators are out here. I don't know if y'all seen the news, the little news shit last week. But a senator got caught on webcam jacking dick. So y'all have... y'all have the resources to do all that. What you gonna tell me? You and it's this not a weed charge.
This is murder.
This is not a
first degree premeditated.
Yeah, this ain't a motherfucking domestic violence charge where a nigga choked his bitch. Like this is potentially a murder. These are the cases that need to be handled like now. The same way right now.
Yeah.
Like shouldn't shit change about this? Like nonviolent crimes, yes. You know, push that shit off. If you ain't got to bring him in right now, give him a summons to turn himself in between X and X date when the shit cool down.
Right.
But you got a nigga that put two or three, was it three bullets in the nigga? Mm-hmm. Because they were trying to make a citizen's arrest and he tried to wrestle a shotgun away from you.
That's it, bruh. This shit is, like...
Why?
Okay, so apparently the dad, he's an ex-cop. He's also an ex-private investigator for the district attorney, right? Mm. They put out the city or the local government put out all this information or the police department. Hey, you know, apparently this happened. This person could potentially be wanted in a suspected burglary. And because you are an ex-private investigator,
you feel,
and you have the right to bear arms, and you see a black man running, minding his business. You don't see him doing anything illegal. He ain't bothering you.
Nobody's in
danger. He fits the description of who you suspect to be wanted. Right. And let's say it were true. My man, you call the police and let them handle it. Okay, you want to keep your eye on him? Tell him, fuck it. Don't get out the goddamn truck. Yeah. Keep your eye on him. When law enforcement get there, let them handle it at that point. Chances are they're going to fuck it up too. So let's make that clear. Chances are they're going to fuck it up, but at least you're not on the hook for some dumb shit because you want to be Superman.
Right.
And make a citizen's arrest.
The issue is, the crazy thing is, like, the conflicting reports I read is, like, two people called the cops while he was in that area. First one, black man jogging in the neighborhood. They were like, dispatcher was like, well, what are they doing wrong? And they couldn't give him a good answer.
Right.
Well, a good enough answer for them to send cops.
Yeah.
Second person said, hey, this guy was at a construction site and he shouldn't be there. And they was like, well, what did he do wrong? And they couldn't give the dispatcher the right answer. So they didn't send cops.
Right.
So my main issue is, like I said, it happened February 23rd. It really won't that bad off with COVID at February 23rd for this to really bang out like it should have. Right.
Yeah, 2 weeks after that.
It was like... maybe even four, because like my birthday was like around the time where shit got real.
Yeah,
like March 15th, maybe. You really almost had a month to get this fucking right, and you fucked it up. You know what I mean? And if it was reversed, me and you were in your neighborhood, because I'm daddy and you son. But, like, if we in your neighborhood and there's a white man jogging and we suspect him of burglary, I feel like we would have been fucking blasted on by now, or either at least in jail by now. Like, we would have been convicted by now. So convicted, not even indicted, convicted by now.
Here's the argument from the other side. And I mean, when I say the other side, I mean,
I wish Derek was here.
No.
You always taking up for me. Yeah,
bro, first of all, what happened was murder.
Yeah.
So, no justification whatsoever. So y'all know what side I'm on. That's fucking murder, and they need to be put under the goddamn jail. Mm-hmm. So before anybody gets anything misconstrued, this is not a justified killing. All right. Well, with that being said, moving on. What the fuck was I about to say?
The argument from the other side.
Okay. The argument from the other side. All right. The two guys hopped out the truck to apprehend, quote unquote, and I say that loosely, the suspect, right?
Because they told him to stop.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
The son hopped out with a shotgun, and the dad hopped out and ran to the toolbox. Ran to the toolbox, all right? Yeah. The argument being made is, once the dude running, Ahmad, saw the shotgun, he ran up to the dude with the shotgun and started wrestling him.
He ran up to the dude with the shotgun.
Ran up to the dude with the shotgun, started trying to wrestle him for the gun.
Yeah.
Right? At that point, the dyad,
I feel like that's what they're talking to.
With a 357 revolver, says, "Oh my God, you know, we're in fear of our life. He's fighting for our gun. Let me put two in his chest. Bam, bam." And then discharge the weapon a couple more times. That's the argument they're saying. If this guy, you know, would have just surrendered peacefully, put his hands up, they're saying it doesn't matter what happened. If somebody point a gun at you, what are you gonna do? I said, I'm gonna point my gun back. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you that right now. It's gonna be a Western style gunfight out here. So let's make that clear. I'm not surrendering to you. You're not the cops. You have no fucking kind of authority. Citizens arrest? Yeah. I'll backsmack the fuck out you, bro.
On crib. Like,
the fuck is you talking about?
So even at work, they teach you that. It's two things. You're either going to fight or you're going to flight. If you anything in
and that's between, exactly that's exactly
gonna,
the argument I made at work on Friday. Gonna, it's fight or flight. And my man decided he was going to fight.
Right. I'm glad you didn't invite, bro, because I really would have beat him. Okay. So here's let me ask you this question, Marion. So let's just say that same situation happened to you. And are you going to run up to him?
I'm not going to run up to him.
You're going
to
run, right? You might stop. Judging.
In the moment, I'm like.
You might be scared because there's two guns pointing at you, right? I wonder what was going through his mind. To run up to a guy with a shotgun.
Everybody's going to handle it differently. This is the only way I'm going to survive, if I do survive.
Because I wouldn't surrender personally. I might act like him.
I'm pulling my gun.
And then it's like, people like, you pull your gun, you got to shoot it. So
that's how I look at it. White people don't look at it that way.
Like, if you pull it and you don't shoot it, you're getting beat up.
So that's the difference between how we're taught compared to how white people are taught. So we're taught we're all from bad neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Havelock ain't nothing to sleep on. Lewisburg definitely ain't nothing to sleep on. Jamaica definitely not nothing to sleep on.
I seen Belly.
Exactly. I was taught if I'm going to pull my gun, better use it.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like that's not even about hoods. It's about us as black people knowing if we don't use it, we're going to die.
Yeah.
Because even if we don't die right then, somebody's going to come back and circle around. Spin the block, as they say.
Block.
White people, on the other hand, they're taught we pull this motherfucker out. It's gonna scare us. No motherfucker will kill you, bro. Cause we, in our mind, I can be any white man up. I hate to say it, like that's just in my mind.
I got $50 on John Cena.
I beat John Cena the fuck up. I'm drunk too, bitch. Like I beat John Cena.
I'm just,
you know what I'm saying, though? Like, we're taught we're stronger and tougher than everybody else.
Bro, I'm just mad that now I'm running with my fucking pistol.
On crib.
Since all this shit happened, bro, I'm sorry, but when I'm out there now, and I'm passing the house with the garage up, and there's a white man standing in the garage, I just, instantly, what pops in my mind is, he thinks I'm up to no good.
Right.
Yeah.
And you got the biggest house on the
block. I really feel uncomfortable. Going out now.
Nigga got the biggest house on the block.
No, I don't.
You do. I've been to your house. Hush.
Yeah, we all have.
Right? But you get what I'm saying? Bro, I'm a young black man, heavy set, dark skin, with hair on my head. 9 times out of 10, I got an earring in my ear.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're a gang member.
Yeah.
My pants don't fit, so it sit under my ass. So you think I'm sagging.
Because he got wear pink stitches.
Yeah, because I'm thick. But...
Shout out to
you get what I'm saying, bro? You get what I'm saying, though? Never in my life did I think I was going to have to run with my pistol.
Yeah.
Joint crazy.
And that's hard. It's difficult.
So my thing is, we on live. Justin, do you have any of your Caucasian friends on there? I want to hear what they have to say.
I did
see you repost what the girl from your hometown said.
But to be honest with you, that's the same exact shit I dealt with growing up.
Right.
So she went to Bun and Lewisburg and Bun are rivalries.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, and it's funny because like I hit my homeboy up. So me, him, and Lee, we dealt with white women while we were in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't realize how racially profiled we were until we got older and went to HBCU. Mm-hmm. So, mind you, me and Lee grew up. Me and Lee been best friends since seventh grade. Still my best friend to this day.
We're best friends now.
Yeah.
It's me now.
Okay, anyway. So, but either way, me and Lee dated these two white girls in high school, right? Mm-hmm. They were close. We were close. So it made sense. Their parents hated the fact that they dealt with us to the point where they called the school and told the principal to tell us to leave them the fuck alone. And the principal did it. My other homeboy, he went to Liz too, but y'all might not know him. He was really good. So mind you, all three of us were good at sports and we went to college, by the way.
Shut up and dribble.
Exactly. If we didn't, when we was getting the wins on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Lewisburg 09
was lit.
09 football was a problem.
Matter of fact, the nigga that the running back 24,
yeah,
he's the other one I'm talking about.
I played against him.
Exactly. So he was dating this white girl, right? Her grandma was one of the substitute teachers at the school. She used to wild the fuck out in front of everybody about her granddaughter and him. Like, what are you doing this nigga at school? Oh. And it was fine for her to do that at school. She never got suspended, never got fired, nothing. It was okay, bro.
You got to think back then. That was what, 2007, 2008.
And that's what I'm saying.
What we're doing now, we weren't doing back then.
That's what I was saying. Because I hit him up the other day like, bro, do you remember how fucked up this was? And then he said, bro, yeah, I remember. I said, do you realize if this shit happened in 2020, that would have never happened? And we realized like 90% of our coaches were racist. You know what I mean? 90%, like, we didn't really realize we were being.
Because it was funny. They brought it to you. Like, coaches are funny.
Yeah.
They say stuff. And it's like, huh?
Prejudice was all around us growing up, but we didn't really realize it until we got older and we went to an HBCU and was around a lot more black people.
Yeah.
Because our school was 50-50. It's just we were either really hood niggas or you know, the niggas was really hood niggas. And the white people were kind of split redneck and like preppy. But when we were around other black people, it's when we realized that these niggas was racist as fuck growing up.
Yeah.
One of our white friends, we let him say nigga. We realized, I'm 31 now, and I'm like, why did I do that, bro? Love him to death still. But I'm like, I shouldn't have did that. You know what I mean? Like, it took me years later to realize, like, I was blind to the bullshit. You know
I hate when black people like, it's the context he said it in. No, nigga, you shouldn't say it at all.
Right. And he was a cool dude, but like, yeah.
I'm at liberty to disagree. I mean, whatever.
You think it's okay? I can see you doing that at work.
Shucking and jiving.
Nobody shucks and jives. I swear to God, no.
Joking.
And I feel like
I apologize. I feel like
enough people. I don't. Like I'm.
No, we know.
I'm the second hottest tempered nigga. You know.
You put Who's a nigga the
first?
Doing...
Justin is the first.
I don't know. Your line brother a little off.
Yeah, he lit on the
Not. I don't do shit like this no more.
I'm scared.
But niggas will tell you, in my prime, I was open palm slapping niggas and not thinking twice about it. I've calmed down. I don't want to be that guy. I shouldn't be that guy because one nigga, I'm going to slap him and guess what? I'm going to get one in my head.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy.
Oh, you don't want to be that
guy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like
Because of this thing we're talking about right now.
It's stupid, it's ignorant, it's childish. So I'm not that guy anymore. But shit ain't sweet. And I feel like niggas know that.
Yeah.
Like Justin, I went to a predominantly white high school as well.
To my West or...
Running Rapids.
They were.
Right? Them boys are prejudiced around there. You learn to pick and choose your battles. You learn to pick and choose it. And back when I was in high school at Running Rapids, if I was supposed to fight every time a white boy said nigga, I'd be fighting three times a day.
Right. Now, and it's the same thing where we went to school. It's just like I said, I realized now, not then.
You got to understand. So for me at that point, and I think for most black people in the school at that time, it was contextual. Niggas did get the scrapping when a white boy said nigga out of context. Mm-hmm. You get punched in your fucking mouth. Football practice a lot of times got fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
That shit did get heated.
Cause we used to play out in football and baseball. Baseball, of course, it was mainly white.
We played Franklinton and ended up in a brawl.
And that those some niggas.
We played Franklinton and we ended up in a brawl with them.
Because this is white boy shit, right?
Yeah, fucking Kareem Martin smacked the goddamn running back and his dad ran out there and called us a bunch of fucking niggas and we rushed their bench.
So, Roto Rapids had a nigga. This is before you was on Roto Rapids. Like, because, you know, my senior year, you were still at East or whatever.
Right.
So, they had a white boy who got to talking shit. And it's like, once we heard he was out here on bullshit like that, we was knocking him the fuck out every play after that. And we will only do it. So, I did it on a play where we broke a long run and I crack backed him, like, Hakeem was gone. I like turned around, going the opposite way, and laid him the fuck out.
That's a good block.
Yeah, exactly. It was straight up, but like he wasn't expecting it because like I said, I was going this way and just came back and hit him. The other time, the nigga that hit the hardest his name was Lakeem Perry, my dog for life. Lakeem on kickoffs. Mind you, we was kicking the ball.
Name sounds familiar though.
Casey Perry.
So, he, mind you, he went to Catawba and started 4 years middle linebacker. Hardest hit nigga I ever met. Like, nigga, he grew up in the hood. This is his way out. He would go on kickoff and wouldn't even go for the nigga that caught the ball. He would just go and just lay a nigga out just for the fuck of it. Had nothing to do with the play. Like, so, that particular play, the kicker did almost like a squib kick, but he kicked it high. And the nigga literally didn't call a fair catch. And he was just looking up waiting for the ball to come down. And as soon as
folded him
as soon as the ball hit him.
Good.
And exactly. My mama was there because she went to every game my senior. She said, I thought it was a car crash. I said, nah, Lakeem folded this nigga like, man, look. That's what I'm saying. Like, so, that's how we used to handle it back in the day.
So I seen a post on Facebook last night that I just had to comment on. Yeah. And I want to know what y'all feel about it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's my third cup. God damn.
The post was, "Dear white friends."
Oh, I know what post you're talking
about. Yeah. "Dear white friends, what are you going to do raising your kids to make sure they don't kill mine?" Right? And the post was from a black person. So I commented. I said, what are we going to do to make sure our kids don't kill each other? Now, I knew it was an untimely comment.
It was.
In lieu of what was going on. But I wanted to start a conversation. So one of our other homeboys, or whatever he is, his wife responded to me and said, just so you know, the ratio from blacks killing blacks has lessened compared to, you know, the ratio of whites and cops killing blacks. I said, either way, it is our responsibility to lead this charge by example. I don't give a fuck if it was only 2 black on black killings this year.
That's too many.
That's too many.
I get what you're saying, but you gotta stop.
Bro, I'm all about man in the mirror, bro. All about man in the mirror. You can't try to fix somebody else and you are broken.
But now I get that. It's just in 2020, you don't need to say stuff like that. The reason why the reason I say that is because, like I say, it is so, you look misguided saying it. I know, I get your point. I do get your point wholeheartedly. But, because even when I saw it, I'm like, Chad tripping. You know
they're
what
not
I mean?
Taking it serious, though.
Yeah.
The reason they're not taking it serious and they're not hearing anything we're saying or asking of them is because they're like, you asking me to do this and shit, you got niggas killing niggas out here. Why the fuck are you going to tell me to stop killing you? How about you tell your people stop killing y'all and maybe we'll try to back the fuck up?
But is that fair, though?
Justin, that's like you having an 18-year-old son. Mm-hmm. You trying to keep him on the right path. You want him to go to college and do all that shit. right? And you catch him smoking weed, and you say, you better not smoke no more weed in this goddamn house. And then when you get done talking to him, you go sit on the porch and light you a fat blunt. That's what we're doing.
Right. But
that's exactly what we're doing.
So you're telling me, so here, what I'm trying to tell you is what people are going to see you saying is, this is not what you're saying, this is what they're going to see you saying is, it's okay for them to keep killing us because we're killing us.
That's it.
Essentially.
That's what they're seeing. You know what I'm saying?
But me saying that is it is meant to be provoking. It is.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. They're not going to see the positive impact you're trying to lay. They're going to see the negative connotation that you're trying to portray. They're going to say Chad is only thinking about. This is why niggas think you're Uncle Tom. Because like, not trying to be funny. They're going to think you're shucking the job because they're thinking you're. White people, it's okay for white people killing us because we're killing us.
He gets it.
None of it is okay.
Because I know you. Like, you're like, you would never do something.
None of it is okay. Absolutely none of it.
No.
And yes, we need to let the white people know what they're doing to us is wrong.
We need to fuck them up. This is why you didn't want brother to come on here. But no, you're right.
Right. So I'm sorry. Every time something like this happens, I'm gonna remind people.
You know what ruins your point?
What?
The nigga in Indianapolis. Like shit like that ruins your point. No, it actually makes your point, is what I'm saying. Like the nigga that like was on live, took cops on a high speed chase, shot two times, supposedly, right, and gets killed. He makes your point for you. Like we're trying to argue your point, and then he comes back and do shit like this, exactly. and we're like, oh fuck. You know what I mean? It's like, how can we argue against that? You know what I mean? So
exactly. So for those who don't know, dude in Indianapolis, apparently he was military. I don't see how in the fuck he was military.
They do anything for clout.
Or he had PTMD or whatever.
Yeah.
No, PDSM.
Yeah,
all that bonefish grill.
Sorry, Derek. He's still on.
No, so
they do anything for clout.
So he's on Facebook Live, right? Driving erratically. Taking the cops in a high-speed chase, okay? Gets out the car, lets two off on the police, and they dump the clip in him. Now, people automatically...
This comes into fight or flight.
Here we go. Now, right. Check this out. Here we go. People, without understanding the circumstance behind anything, per usual, you know, they speak prematurely.
This world is so wicked.
Sure. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Overkill.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus, they didn't have to. They could have just, you know, hit him with a non-lethal shot to subdue him. Cops have no training. Woop-de-woop, blase, blase. I'm sorry, but a nigga let two rounds off on me.
You dumping the clip.
And the extra mag that I have with me at all times.
As a nigga that's had two friends in police, like they're doing police, I expect that of them. I want you home before I want him home.
I'm sorry. MJ, you decide you want to shoot two rounds at me? The 15 plus two, and then the 15 round mag, I'm going to dump right back at you. I'm not giving you a goddamn chance to shoot another round out of that gun. And
both my shots going to hit.
And to make matters worse, the nigga had the audacity, because you realize the phone drops before the first shot goes off. Mm-hmm. The nigga had two guns on him. Ballistics show it was two different pistols used to shoot at the police.
That was
suicide by cop, if you ask me.
So does mental health come into effect then? That you gotta be crazy.
Now, we don't know. Again, we don't know what he did in the military, but he left the military and became a. I don't know if y'all were watching the live, but niggas on the live commenting, "Sue whoop."
Yeah.
So whoop, you know, throwing up big B's, Kappa signs and shit, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? And then you like Mike Epps said it. Mike Epps, he posted a video the other day.
Yeah, he for Indianapolis.
The only part of the video I didn't agree with is he said it was overkill, and I think he only said that because
that's before he posted that video before we knew
the kid fired two shots
supposedly.
Yeah. Right. However, he also stated. Black people, you have to make better judgments. how can you avoid getting into that situation if you do have to come across the police? What are the steps that you're taking to prevent yourself from getting killed? I can honestly say in my lifetime, I've probably been pulled over by the police maybe eight or nine times. I tried to count the other day. And at any of those times, one, I had a pistol. Twice, I had pistols with me. One, I didn't let them know that I had a, you know, concealed weapon with me. And I thought about it afterwards. I was wrong. I shouldn't have did that. It could have ended bad. The second time, I didn't even have my concealers yet, but I put it on the dash. Here you go. Nigga took my pistol, gave my little fucking ticket, brought my pistol back to me. He broke it down completely. Handed it back to me. Is he supposed to do that? No. Well, whatever. I'm not going to argue with him. Guess what? I'm getting to go home. The other times, you know, if I have my music playing, they say, turn your music down. Yes, sir.
So somebody made a point of saying black people shouldn't have to prevent themselves from getting killed. That's the whole point.
And though I wholeheartedly understand that, the reality of it is, we have to. I'm sorry. You already know we have an automatic target on our forehead. The moment you walk out your house door, there's a target on your forehead saying, kill me today. So you have to be cognizant and aware of that going out here in the public. Mm-hmm. So for you not recognizing that we already have a target on your forehead and then you go out there and do some ass wipe shit to get yourself fucking killed, that's gross negligence on your behalf. And regardless of how you look at it.
And when we say that, I want people to understand two things. One, we're not comparing this case and Ahmaud Arbery's case at all.
It's two different cases.
There's two totally different cases. I honestly feel like I have no sympathy for the guy in Indianapolis. I hate to say I don't have any sympathy. I do have sympathy for Ahmaud.
That was a justified kill. There's no way you can sit here and argue with me saying it was overkill. Somebody fired two. Anybody that want to argue with me, everything that's going to trump your argument is, what will you do if you're in possession of a firearm and somebody shoots at you twice? You only going to shoot back at them once or twice because you don't want it to be an overkill? You're going to make sure whoever shot at you does not have another fucking opportunity to get another fucking shot off. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because like I said, I grew up, it's either me or you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then also I want y'all to understand is that Chad has a great point in saying that it's either, to me, I want to live. We're literally a few hours from Mother's Day. I do not want my mother to experience anything like this.
Yeah.
This guy, in any of those cases, I don't want anything to come back to my mom like, your son died. I don't want my mom's name to have to be in the newspaper comment every fucking day because her son was wrongfully killed
exactly.
On some bullshit. No, exactly. I want my mama to go to sleep peacefully knowing that her son is okay.
So, people, we got to understand, we have to crawl before we walk, okay?
I really hope y'all understand we are already
at a disadvantage. We know that.
Yes.
I'm already at a disadvantage. Justin, when you go out there, you're at a disadvantage. MJ, you know, niggas don't even know. We just talked about it before the episode. I don't know. It might have been earlier in the episode. You're dark skinned with a beard.
You look threatening. You're not threatening at all.
At all. Remotely. I said you were the biggest bitch. And y'all called me a big bitch. Yeah. But I'm sorry. So What am I gonna do? All right, and it goes back to Martin when it Luther comes King, to
it's his fault.
It's the same as in the workplace or when it comes to getting a job or a promotion, things like that. It's a sad reality, and people disagree with me when I say it all the time. But it's a sad reality that black people have to work twice as hard to move up in the workplace than a white man.
Do the white people at your job, did they agree with you?
They disagree. My general manager, he listens and he disagrees. But I'm sorry.
Why did he disagree
though? I don't know. He feels like that's not how it is and that's not how he sees it.
You want to know why? Because they think this affirmative action places unqualified people in positions. So, just to meet a quote.
So hear me out. The point I'm trying to make is...
You're racist trying not to be racist.
Right. The point I'm trying to make is, so with that being said, you know you're going to have to work twice as hard if you want to move up to the next level, you know, compared to the white man beside you that's giving, you know, half-ass effort in everything he's doing. Mm-hmm. But you know the reality of it. So if you want to move up, you're going to have to work two times, three times as hard as him. Are you not going to work two or three times as hard because you feel like you and that white man should have the same opportunity? Then you're going to be stuck making $11 an hour for the rest of your fucking life because of your pride?
Hey, trust me. Hey, what he's saying, I know.
Because of your pride? Because you feel like you should not have to work harder than that white man beside you. You're not going to do anything in addition to what you're already doing to make sure that you can move forward to provide for your family. It's the same thing when it comes to us getting killed.
Exactly, Derek.
Stop putting yourself in a position to get killed because you already know you are at an unfair disadvantage the moment you walk outside of your home.
Whew.
I am sorry. Call me a coon. Call me Uncle Tom. Call me whatever the fuck it is you want to call me. But if you go out there and you act like a fucking asshole and a jackass, chances are you ain't going back home. Plain and simple.
Talk your shit, sus. Titties flopping it off.
I'm just saying, plain and simple. You go out there and you get pulled over by the cops and you want to pull your cell phone out and get on live. Yeah, they pulled me over for going 5 miles over the speed limit. He trying to get me out of my car. Guess what? You know, you're agitating the nigga that already wants to kill you. Mm. Woo! You're agitating the nigga that already wants to put a bullet. He wants to find the smallest fucking reason to end your goddamn life. But what you're going to do is be of gross negligence and say, I should have the same rights as the white man. A white man to have a gun and he don't get killed. I ain't got no gun on me. Why should I act a certain way?
When have we ever had the same rights?
Never. And that's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm making.
Martin Luther King was the problem. Mm. Separate but equal. Niggas had their own movie theaters. All you had to do was fix them up. Now we sharing water fountains and in a movie theater. That's just me.
So you think segregation should have stayed?
Yes. Think about it. Just about every invention came from a black man. But you wouldn't know that because they tagged it to a white man.
And I'm sorry, black people. You know what? This is going to ruffle some fucking feathers tonight.
Ruffle them feathers, fat boy.
This is going to ruffle some feathers tonight.
Fat bruh.
But.
That's what we
hear. We are thin-skinned. And here's why I say that. Here's why I say that. When one of us niggas kill a white man in Warsaw, North Carolina, we don't hear about it. We don't. It doesn't typically make national attention. Because white people ain't going to bite that bait. He ain't gonna see white people go gather in front of the fucking courthouse in Warsaw County with cardboards and go protest over this little murder. But the media knows how to make money. And we gonna make money off these black people. Let's get them stirred the fuck up. Let's have them tuned in. You know what, black people? A Caucasian male just killed one of y'all innocent, you know.
And his son.
Yeah. And you know what we're going to do in that exact moment? Yeah, let's rally up. I'm not saying it's wrong. Hear me out. I'm not saying it's wrong. Let's rally up and let's go protest about these unjust killings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rest of us that are at home are glued to the fucking TV. You got the news media out where you are, you know, getting their ratings up. Smoke. Now, suddenly, the 30-second commercial that's getting played in between your protests is having to pay $1 billion fucking dollars for a little bit of airtime just because they know our black asses is watching the TV.
Because I honestly feel like none of us heard about this till like maybe 3 weeks ago.
Which is why I said there's something going on. Now suddenly this week we're hearing of these shootings. We're hearing of murder hornets. And I feel like it's because the country is reopening. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know if y'all noticed, but the COVID talk is slowly but surely dwindling. It is.
Because niggas ain't scared it is. No more.
I'm scared it is. Of
it. It was goddamn traffic on 540 tonight.
I know, because I wear a mask at work.
Nobody on 540 ever in life.
COVID is losing a little bit of steam. Media, what we gonna talk
drop
about?
Drop the Hornets.
Yeah, we got to get this shit back rolling, baby. It's a business. You don't think they have strategic means? Niggas sitting back in that big boardroom. All right, we need to get these people back captivated. Last week we had, you know, 75 billion watchers at any given point in time. This week we have dropped to 25 million, and now Geico don't want to pay me $2 billion on the next commercial. They trying to give me 750,000. we need to get people back watching the fucking TV so our analytics, our numbers can jump.
Used to work
we
for can Geico.
Charge more money. Fuck Geico.
Yeah, anyway.
You know what I mean?
But no, I get what you're saying. So
black people, we just got to be aware of that, that we're fucking puppets in a sense. Like, mm-hmm. they're using us. We are addicted to, we're almost at any given point in time sitting at home waiting for the next headline to come across on your phone.
And to share it on Twitter.
And the sad reality is, you know what? You're sitting there waiting for it. It's going to come.
Yeah.
It's going to come. And guess what? Once that CNN or Fox News or CNBC, whatever the fuck, Bonefish, whatever. Whatever the fuck comes across your phone, guess what you're going to do? You're going to open it and click it. Just like I am. I'm going to open it and click it, see what the fuck going on.
Yeah, cause I get CNN updates all the fucking time.
And you open it up just to, if it's not something that interests you, you close it right out. If this black man gets killed, guess what you do? Start reading. And in the middle of that, it's a little ad. You accidentally click it. You fucking click around. You fucking around and start scrolling.
Most of the time, I got all my news off Twitter.
Yeah, I was about to say, that nigga Justin, the ad gonna be, are you tired of masturbating by yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerkbait's getting me a lot.
Local singles.
Yeah. I'm a part of Adult Friend Finder by accident.
It's sickening, man. Like, I had a shit week. I really had a shit week. And
catch your question before you get too deep into that.
A little longer than.
And I want to ask both of y'all this. So if you acknowledge the issue and know what you're up against, what do you do different? Somebody asked that here. So is your way of doing something different shutting the fuck up?
I think it's a matter of time and place.
So if you know you're getting profiled, you're getting disrespected, you don't do anything about it, you just shut the fuck up is what you're saying?
Where am I at?
It's
give me a scenario.
It's tricky.
You're where you work at.
Okay.
They're going to, especially where you work at in the area and place, and what you do, you're there, the cops come because let's just say somebody robbed your store.
Mm-hmm.
And they get there and they point a gun at you because they think you're the burglar. Because they don't expect you, a dark-skinned male with a big beard, to be running that establishment.
Surrounded by $500,000 houses.
Right.
Right. So, tough question.
It is a tricky spot.
First thing first, I got to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
And the protocol we have, hey, everybody out the store, make sure you're on the sidewalk and make sure you have on your name tag. Maybe they don't see the name tag. My hands are up, though.
Cause nigga, I see your name tag. Your name tag not big enough to just be
honest. So I'm on the sidewalk. I'm out the store. When I call the cops, I have to describe everything I got on.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they hear that. If they don't, I'm still on the sidewalk. Hey, blah, blah, blah. They run up, do whatever, whatever. Nobody's in the store or threats gone, whatever the case may be. If they run up, put me in handcuffs, I mean, I can't. I'm not going to fight back because I'm already dead.
Yeah,
I'm dead if I fight back. So, I don't know. You got to play the cards you dealt.
You know what's crazy, man? Like, when it's all said and done, a gun in your face changes everything.
Changes everything.
And just a quick little story to prove that point.
I've had guns pulled on me.
I was watching First 48 the other night. Nigga was in a barbershop. Two niggas walked in, pulled out a fucking AK, started spraying.
God.
Thankfully, he had a fucking pistol while he was getting his haircut. He was able to pull his pistol, start firing shots, shoot the nigga that was shooting in the ass, and he got up out of there. Right? Now, with that being said, the nigga that shot back is a known gang leader in the area. So cops brought him in for questioning. They didn't charge him with anything because they said if it was not for him, everything in that barbershop, the 14 niggas in that barbershop would have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because these niggas came in there with the intention to wipe everything out. Because there was members of the opposing gang in there trying to get cuts. Right? So the cops had the nigga in question in. And one of the questions they asked him was, can you describe the nigga that was shooting at you? Like, physical description. He said an AK-47. The cop was like, we already know what gun he was shooting. We want to know how the nigga looked that was shooting at you. He said, bruh, straight up, AK-47. The cop was like, I'm not understanding. You're not answering my fucking question. Nigga said to the cop, a nigga point an AK-47 in your face, you don't see nothing else. Mm-hmm. You forget instantly what the nigga look like. All you see is that motherfucking gun pointing right at you. Straight up. Now, does he remember what the nigga looked like? Yeah, street code. Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna give it up.
And he might, he really might not, seriously.
Yeah, but that, and that, that's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. a nigga point a gun at you, cop or not, all you see at that point moving forward is that fucking barrel pointing at you. Mm-hmm. Wondering if this nigga is gonna squeeze the trigger or not. Like, a gun, when a gun comes into play, all that, everything goes out the window. At that point, it's either you're going to live or you're going to fucking die. You're going to run or you're going to fight.
So here's my thing. And here, this is going to tie into our next topic. If you Earl Thomas, like, and you know, you can see that your bitch took the clip out. But she's obviously not smart enough to know she got one in the chamber.
And to clear the chamber.
And to clear the chamber and her fingers on the trigger. How do you react? He reacted smart because I would have knocked her the fuck out. I'm not even going to cap on you. I would have knocked her the fuck out. Because in my defense, she's a little, even though like we're stronger than women or whatever, she's stronger than me at this point with, mm-hmm. with a bullet pointing right at my fucking forehead, threatening to kill me because I'm trying to fuck my brother and his girl. But I'm knocking her the fuck out. So in that sense, you still... All bets are off for you. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure I live to talk about
it. Yeah. Yeah. And his bitch not even that cute.
What's crazy is Earl Thomas like posted a video. Essentially, like, he didn't explicitly say it, but you can get the idea that this ain't his first rodeo with his wife.
Yeah. And she built bad.
And he was like, I wish y'all would just mind y'all business. Let me and my family handle this. Like, this ain't really... Like, he was saying, this ain't shit, man. Like...
It's not our fault. You know whose fault it is. And we already acknowledged them, like, a couple of episodes ago. It's TMZ fault. We would have never knew about it if it weren't for TMZ. Yeah. TMZ love to spread shit and go... I remember when I saw it like a few nights ago, I was like, damn, Earl Thomas, wow. Then
guarantee you the brother. So a brother, one of them bitches that was getting drilled in there, sold the information. One of the girls was recording, matter of fact.
Yeah, because I forgot what happened. She did something. Not with the gun, but she did something. Did she fight one of the bitches or something? I can't remember, but it was on some shit, yeah.
So, I don't know, man, but I'm glad Earl Thomas made out of that shit alive.
I mean, he ain't on my squad.
But let's talk about Shannon Brown.
Yeah, that's more...
I think that's a little bit more serious than this whole Earl Thomas issue. So, for those who don't know...
It's just Shannon Brown not as famous. That's really the issue.
So, Shannon Brown has a house for sale, right? He's in the house. He has a for sale sign out in front of the house. And, you know, I think they said the couple was just on a walk in the neighborhood or whatever, maybe have been driving by, whatever the circumstance is, they see the for sale sign. They're like, oh shit, we're in the market to buy a house. Let's go check that crib out. They walk up to the front door. They rang the doorbell. They knocked. Nobody responded. They turned the knob. It was unlocked. They took the liberty to walk in the house. Now, I don't know what Shannon Brown was doing at the particular moment. He heard strange noises in the house, and as I would do if I were at home and heard strange noises, he started shooting in the direction of the noises. Mm-hmm. Cops get called. He gets arrested on felonious charges of aggravated assault. Mm. What do you think about that, MJ?
Michael Jackson was on to something. Bleaching his skin.
You feel like Michael Jackson did that or a white man did it, it wouldn't have been as serious. Just, of course, because two white men just shot at a black guy that was jogging. And
they got citizen Nobel Peace Prize.
Basically, yeah. And they got a whole Facebook support group.
Yeah. Just with like almost 20,000 people in there.
I'm added to it. Like, because niggas is getting added to it to be dicks in that group. I didn't accept the invitation. They're inviting random like niggas, like say like my nigga was added to it. He was like, add Justin to it to go be a dick. I'm not even going to entertain this.
I'm just saying, like, what? You don't have any rights. I just, like,
is what?
In my house.
In my house, even though it's for sale, it's still my house.
I feel threatened. Mm. I defend myself. And I'm getting aggravated.
Check this out. This is the...
He should just pistol whip
him. This is the argument I made. All right, let's talk about...
And they were in the house, not even in the yard. Yeah, they were in the house.
Let's talk about George Zimmerman.
Rest in peace.
Walking Dead man. Yeah. Let's talk about George Zimmerman.
That's the one that moved up to the east side? No, that's George Jefferson.
Same shit.
Trayvon Martin won't even in nobody's crib. The nigga was only walking through a neighborhood that he didn't belong to. And George Zimmerman felt threatened.
He did live in that neighborhood, I believe.
He didn't. He lived in a neighborhood across.
Yeah,
right, another subdivision. Like, good neighborhood, but he was just walking through because he was coming from the store.
Right.
So, George Zimmerman, the nigga won't even in nobody's crib. He won't do nothing. Yes, he was walking through yards. He won't take in the sidewalk, whatever.
Stay off my freaking grass!
George Zimmerman felt threatened and killed this little boy.
Stand your ground.
Right. This but you're arresting.
He's in his
you're
own
arresting
house.
Shannon Brown in his own house on aggravated assault charges. And I'm sure they're gonna try to tack charges on that. You know, the fucking state nigga is gonna try to attempted murder.
The bigger the case.
And a couple other things on that shit.
Two things. I bet they're white, the two people that got shot at.
Oh, absolutely.
Two, this is Georgia, not Florida.
Georgia ain't got no law.
So Florida is staying your ground type shit. So maybe if he was in Florida, he probably still would have got arrested. But it wouldn't have been.
Out of 50 states, I feel like Georgia ranks about 47. Worse.
Now, all right. So
ain't me, worse?
MJ,
no,
me and.
No, 48th worse.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Justin was talking about this earlier. All right, let's say you're driving through a neighborhood. You're driving through my neighborhood, and the house at the end of the road had a for sale sign. Are you just going to stop and walk up in that house?
No, I'm going to get the number and call it.
Exactly.
Or you're going to hop on the app, right?
Right. Nine times out of ten, any house buying app you're on tells you the open house hours.
Mm-hmm.
House is open from this time to this time. If it's a house that's vacant, chances are they got the open door key box on the front. You download the app, you woody-woo, they send you the little passcode, you get the key, you go in the house. Mm-hmm. You don't just walk up in somebody's crib just because there's a... Do you just walk up in somebody's yard, they got the car parked in the front of the yard with a for sale sign up there. You don't just stroll in the yard, open the car and start going through it, pop the hood. Let me check the engine out. Let me see what the carburetor looks
like.
You don't do that.
It's about respecting people's boundaries.
Common sense.
Boundaries, bro.
Call that is a costly mistake. Yeah, you may have not even been thinking that far, and you just walked in there. But that's a costly mistake on your behalf. Niggas die off mistakes.
Yeah.
Justifiably, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And you could have been killed.
Killed. K-I-L-T.
The man skirt.
You could have been killed.
On being negligent. Negligence.
Chances are, any part of North Carolina you do that, white or black,
you're
in
dead.
That house, you're dead.
You are dead.
Yes.
You dead.
I don't care where you are.
These white boys want a reason to shoot, and I'm sorry, some niggas like me want a justifiable reason
to shoot.
I've told this story on plenty of occasions. Me and Chad would live together for, 3 years? Basically,
y'all
2 years.
Shoot that Mexican man.
Yeah. Chad, I come out of my bedroom at 3 a.m., half sleep. Chad has a, what was it, the 45 or was that the 9?
Nah, that was a 9, the silver and black.
He had the 9 pointed at the Mexican head. I said, bro, what are you doing? He said, woo! I've been waiting to kill a motherfucker. I said, yup. This the one. Then, Chad, like he said earlier on the show, I'm the most, probably the hot-headedest one of us out. He handed me that same 9 and he had his other one. And he goes outside. I have the 9 pointed at the nigga head. The cop, of course the cop comes. I calmly slid that motherfucker behind my back and handed it to your lady because I said, if anybody gonna go, it's gonna be her, not me. But either way, when they came, they said, you know, we thankful that y'all did not kill him because y'all could have because this is y'all's place. But in our heads, me and you, being intelligent black men that we are, we're like, it's gonna be us. It's gonna be us or them. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
We already, and at that time, this is around the time when the motherfuckers were dying by the police. Yeah.
And in the midst of that situation, you know what the cops asked me, MJ?
What's that?
Are these guns legal? Sir, excuse me?
If the guns aren't legal, you're going to jail.
No. He doesn't have the I was in my home.
Yeah, you don't have the right.
Legal or not, he can't. Yeah. He can't ask me that question.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to register guns in the state of North Carolina. I can open carry a gun that does not belong to me, and I am okay.
In 2017, was it like that?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I'm in my house, if I stole this gun and it ain't mine, but I'm in my home, you cannot ask me that question. And that's what I said to the nigga, and Jelena tapped me. I said, does it matter? And she tapped me on the back. Cause
she knew
I got irritated by the question, and she was like, it's 18 cops here. Cause it was so many niggas in the parking lot.
And then not only that, you gotta understand it's 4 a.m. at this point, yeah. And we're both sleepy and tired.
Yeah, and I just drove back from New York.
Yeah,
so I'm already aggravated.
I had to work the next morning,
bruh.
Yeah,
are these guns legal? Be glad I ain't killed the motherfucker.
And then they finally thanked us for not killing him. And you know what? You know, we almost killed the motherfucker that lived next to us because they kept questioning us about the blood on his fucking forehead. And I looked at him. I said, if I wanted to beat him the fuck up, I would have. And I would have told you about it, actually.
You should have shot that nigga, the cop.
Man.
Bro, he did the shit to himself. After I got him out, I fucking put my foot in his back and kicked him out the crib. He walks around and hops over our balcony fence or whatever the fuck that is.
And that's where
is.
He busts his fucking
and
forehead.
And he fell face planting and busts his forehead. And then the bitch want to come over with an attitude talking about what did y'all do. We kept him alive is what we did.
Yeah.
Like, you're welcome.
Chad, well, I have a question for you from one of our viewers. Speaking with just Derek. Love you, my nigga. He said, but does negligence justify death? We've done a lot of negligent shit. Do we deserve to be dead?
You know what? If we died, it would have been our fault.
If he died,
I don't think we deserve to die. Nobody deserves to die. But if you did some negligent shit.
You know, I don't agree with you a lot. But like, you make a lot of points. You make the points we don't want to understand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily like your point of view at all times because, like I said, a lot of times I do feel like you're wrong, but you're kind of right. You're 50-50 on a lot of shit because you have to straddle that line.
I have to.
Because, like I said, you are a black man in corporate America, so you kind of have to straddle that line. Matter of fact, I don't care if he hears it or not. Chad would call me like at around 2 o'clock. Chad FaceTimes and he says, can I bring this white guy on the show? Which is his boss. I said, don't. He said, why? I said, I don't want anything bad to happen on this show to where it affects y'all's work relationship. You know what I mean? Not saying I have a problem with him. Not saying that he could even say anything to have a problem with him. I don't want to take that risk to fuck up what you have. Because y'all are good friends. Y'all even hang out outside of work. Right. Or a bunch of other shit. He even hangs out with my homegirl. Whatever. But if he's...
Homegirl.
Shut the fuck up. if he says something fucked up on this show in my house while this is going on, I'm going to fuck him up. And no offense to him, but I'm just saying, in this climate, and especially as drunk as I am tonight, I can see me over there right now choking him like Homer did Bart. On every episode. Like, and you having to pull me off. And then how you going to go to work Monday and explain that? You know what I'm saying? Not saying I would do that, but I just don't even want to try that. You know what I mean?
Weak.
And he hasn't never done anything to me.
I'm going to need a job. You talking about you going to be weak.
Yeah.
Y'all hire?
I've been trying to get him to hire me all week.
But, I'm all working, bro. Yeah. Push comes to shove. You know, if you hire me, you have just hired the hardest worker you've ever seen.
Bro, he going to go from a cashier to an assistant manager in 6 months. Man, I promise you. Both of us, actually.
I promise you.
But no, but on some serious shit, like, I don't want to affect what you got going on. Yeah. And you
even, I finally understood that.
Like, like 5 minutes after you asked me, you was like, you know what, you right. Because I don't want this shit to happen.
Because at the end of the day, we talk about it. And, like, of course, sometimes, you know, we discuss things that may have happened at work. And then sometimes some of the things involve him. And, again, he's an avid listener. I really appreciate him. You know what I mean? For being a very good supporter. But it's almost like I still do got to walk in and look the nigga in the eye.
He say the N-word, too, don't he?
No. Still got to walk in and look the nigga in the eye. And sometimes the moment I look, you know, I see him, the moment I think, he just heard this shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, after we got off the phone, I definitely reconsidered. I was like, a part of me says, you know, JT is cool to the point where he won't mix the two. Because at the end of the day, when I'm at work, he's my boss. You know what I mean? Nigga tells me to do something. Guess what? I do it. You know, nigga comes in with a coaching opportunity with, you know, some constructive criticism. I'm receptive. I hear him out. You know, sometimes he even gets a little bit annoyed and disgruntled with me. But at the end of the day, at 5:30, at 6 o'clock, you know what I mean? Like, it's like that smooth transition to that's big bro. That's somewhat of a father figure to a certain degree. No. You know what I mean? That's my dog. Like, we talk as friends, and sometimes, yes, and the nigga do give fatherly advice.
I love you about this.
No, like, real shit. Like, he gives relationship advice, like, just life advice. Like he is that dude. And then, like I said, we can automatically turn back on to work. All right. These are the things I need you to do. Like, even, like, we had an issue the other day, and, like, I was pissed, and I'm like, JT, this is fucking bullshit. I shouldn't have to do this. And he kind of, like, shut me down and was like, well, guess what, nigga? You gonna do it. You know? Kind of degree. If that's what they want, that's what they're asking for, that's what you gonna do. So you can, like, he was giving me the fucking bitch, if you want to, you can keep bitching from now until, you know, the fucking world ends. Hey, man, you gonna have to do it. And I guess what? I had to just take it and accept it for what it is, and I just got to do it.
Can I ask you a question, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
You being in management, like, and you the top dog now, are you harder on white people than you are black people, or vice versa?
You're asking in a sense I should be harder on black people because I know the window of, like,
and you want
succession. Yeah, I know, like, you don't have that much room for error.
I feel like there's two different, like, two different spectrums. So either you're going to be harder on black people because you want them to succeed and be better, or you're going to be harder on white people to try to slow them down. Not saying you will, but I feel like some black leaders are like that. Just because they feel like us go through that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they feel like white people slow us down. So let me do that reverse when it's not right either way.
I am neutral. Get the job done. I'm hiring the best and I'm cultivating the best. And I literally ask it, what are your goals here? This is a part-time job for you? Yeah, all right. Know what another person, I would like to move up. I will work more with that person. So my expectations of them would be greater, so I would probably be a little bit harder on them.
Understand.
So if you tell
that's,
me
that, that's probably the best thing you've ever said on this.
Whatever.
Show.
I want you to understand, like, of course, even the other day I text you in the middle of the week out of nowhere and said I was proud of you for no reason. Because I've seen, like, literally, like, we've joked and even said, not even trying to be funny. We've seen you from cart wrangler to now. You know what I mean? 16 years. Like, you've really put in work. And you're serious about this job. You told Chad he better show up at 7:30 today. Even though your bitch ass was late.
And he was too.
Yeah, but you was even later.
Yeah, I was.
But, you know, we've seen the growth. You know what I mean? Like, from the time when me and Chad were at our first apartment, like, we was like, well, we even going to respond to MJ today? Not, it won't you, but like me and him tired on the Sunday. You like, let's go, let's go do this. Won't. And like your growth has been like immense and it's crazy. Like seriously, and like we're proud of you.
What I will say, bro, like MJ is.
He's the big bro we never had.
Like,
that's, you know, we don't take him serious, bro, but like, yeah.
MJ is legit my dog, and it's because. MJ is kind of like D-Black, man. Like, they are two genuinely good people. And I'm not, Justin, you love you to death. You're my best friend. You probably, everybody knows and, you know, that we, like, we are the two peas in the pod, whatever.
Yeah.
But these two niggas are, like, genuinely good men. Like, good traits.
We're good men too, but it's right. They're different.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're different. It's like they're genuinely good people.
It's like when they see us four, they know Derek and MJ, or MJ and Derek they're the nice ones.
Right, yeah.
So they're like, we're going to tell MJ and Derek before we tell Chad.
Exactly. So.
And it's one of them things where, like before we even came on here, I said, I wish Derek was here because it evens us out even more because Me and you, no offense to MJ, we overtake him a lot because we're so fucking
vocal
and very
ignorant,
yes, compared to MJ. That it evens it out with having Derek here, you know what I mean? That's kind of like, that's why we brought you on, because everything, it just made so much fucking sense, you know what I mean? It made sense.
Come home, Derek.
Please.
On it. What?
Fuck Trump.
How much... What'd he do again? He got locked up for what? Oh,
he built cabinets. he a carpenter on base.
Man, he put them little cabinets. He don't even put regular cabinets. It's the shit you put your socks in. Like, your
chest of drawers.
But
it's Tekashi 6ix9ine. Welcome back.
Fuck him, man.
Hey, welcome back.
The creeping me still don't like him. Like,
what about a light skin?
That nigga broke the internet.
He's not a black dude though.
I don't know. He
is Hispanic. Yeah, that nigga broke the internet yesterday. He had the most views on live on Instagram, 2 million.
And he had the most
YouTube
views. Like, he broke YouTube on his single he dropped.
Dude. Yeah, the Goober video. Like, he legit broke YouTube in the first first 4 hours, the nigga had like 16 million views.
It's like 40 some million views.
That's insane. Yeah, no, I think that was after 9 hours.
He had 52 million.
I thought you meant in 24. I'm sorry. 24 hours, he had 48 million.
Yeah.
Somebody said it was like 3 million per girl he had in the video.
That's crazy.
Nigga came back and dropped the dumbest song of 2020 and it broke the internet.
Yeah.
Well.
And like. We gotta go, but just quick breakdown. Like, nigga deadass made on his live, he was like, yo, so everybody talking about loyalty, woody woo, you know what I mean? I got rich and joined the gang, and like in gangs there's something called loyalty, and I ratted on these niggas, everybody calling me a rat. But he was like, okay, so was it loyal when y'all niggas kidnapped me and beat the shit out of me? Was it loyal when y'all won't give me my proper share of the money I was making since Treyway was his management? And then you got the Treyway blood. So everybody that ran the company was a blood. They was using the company to wash money from. Can you remember? He got locked up on that Rico shit.
Yeah, and they was trying to blame him for that. So he was like 47 years or.
Yeah. Or was it loyal? Was it loyal when y'all couldn't kill me? So y'all decided y'all was going to kidnap my mother. Was that loyal? Oh, okay. All right, so fuck y'all niggas. Yes. Hit woody woo. Yep, Cardi B did this. Jim Jones did this.
Casanova. Casanova can't rap. Barack, no, we're not going to Rock Nation rap.
Yeah,
Casanova, Rock Nation.
Barack Obama was... Oh, wait.
Yeah, same shit.
You know what I mean? So, like, I
don't blame him It's just they gonna kill him still.
Yeah, they gonna kill him. Yeah, he's dead. What's that show called? The Walking Dead. Yeah, they need to put his.
Oh, we got his sticky up and the blicky up.
They need to put his ass in season 12.
Toast.
Yeah. I feel like one of the power spinoffs is gonna be him.
They gonna have to have him. Yeah. He kept saying, "Oh y'all didn't think a rainbow nigga was gonna come back."
What?
Huh? He said, "That's why y'all mad at me. Y'all mad at me because a rainbow nigga's so famous."
I just don't think he can beat nobody up.
He don't have to.
He got the cops.
Yes, man. Look, hey, where y'all think he at? What state y'all think he in? It's gonna be some,
that nigga probably back in Puerto Rico, bro.
Nah, he ain't. Yeah, that is United States.
Yeah, that's U.S. territory.
He either in Wyoming or Montana, or one of them Dakotas.
It has to be north.
North.
Them South Dakotas niggas different.
Yeah, they got some Crips and shit.
Yeah, they out there. One of them on a farm like that.
They're for lifers.
He on the Angus cattle farm out there. Yeah, he supplied beef to McDonald's. You feel me? But we got to go. This has been a long episode. I think it was 1:20. We got to go.
What?
Yeah.
This flew by. Oh, I'm wasted.
This flew by.
Flew by.
Flew by.
I got the flu because I'm about to throw us out,
Justin.
Over.
Yeah, take us out, Justin.
Hey, look, I feel like eating ass tonight. So if y'all having difficulties, like you want to break quarantine, come see me. All right, quarantine. But look, just know me and these two niggas here are for lifers. Like beloved,
he's drunk. We had a minimum 22. Wrap it the fuck up.
Hey, y'all be safe. Y'all, no, for real.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, and please
to the single fathers out there.
No.
Ooh.
I don't know anything.
We're going to talk about that next week.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Hoop. Anyway.